This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, Nightfall, by Isaac Asimov and Robert Silverberg. Copyright 1990 by Nightfall Incorporated and Agberg Limited. All rights reserved. Narrated by Ray Fouché. This book contains 339 pages on 9 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Annotation. Novel that expands Asimov's classic short story. Night is coming, and it holds an awesome terror for the inhabitants of Kalgash, a planet of 6 suns that experiences true night only once in thousands of years. Now, the 6 suns of Kalgash are aligned to set at the same time, and the people who will experience darkness for the first and only time in their lives must come to terms with their fears. 1990. From the book jacket. In 1941, Astounding Science Fiction magazine published a short story by a little-known writer named Isaac Asimov. The story was called Nightfall, and nearly 50 years later it has long been recognized as a classic, its author a legend. Now, the grandmaster of science fiction teams with Robert Silverberg, one of the field's top award-winning authors, to explore and expand an apocalyptic tale that is more spellbinding today than ever before. Nightfall, the novel. Kalgash is a world on the edge of chaos, torn between the madness of religious fanaticism and the unyielding rationalism of scientists. Lurking beneath it all is a collective instinctual fear of the darkness. For Kalgash knows only the perpetual light of day. To its inhabitants, a gathering twilight portends unspeakable horror. And only a handful of people on the planet are prepared to face the truth. Their 6 suns are setting all at once for the first time in over 2,000 years, signaling the end of civilization as it explodes in the awesome splendor of nightfall. Encompassing the psychology of disaster, the tenacity of the human spirit, and ultimately, the regenerative power of hope, Nightfall is a tale rich in character and suspense that only the unique collaboration of Isaac Asimov and Robert Silverberg could create. About the authors. Isaac Asimov is the author of more than 450 books. His topics range from science to Shakespeare, but he is best loved for his science fiction sagas, which include the Foundation and Robot series, and his latest best-selling novel, Nemesis. He lives in New York City with his wife, writer and psychiatrist Janet O. Jepson. Robert Silverberg has written more than 70 science fiction novels, including Lord Valentine's Castle and Valentine Pontifex, in addition to several hundred stories. Like Dr. Asimov, he is the recipient of numerous literary awards, including 3 Hugos and 5 Nebulas. He and his wife, writer Karen Haber, live in Oakland, California. This novel is based on the short story Nightfall by Isaac Asimov, which first appeared in Astounding Science Fiction in 1941. Certain character and place names have been changed at the author's discretion. Dedication. In fond and reverent memory of John W. Campbell, Jr., and of those 2 terrified kids from Brooklyn who, in fear and trembling, made the awesome pilgrimage to his office, one of them in 1938 and the other in 1952. To the reader. Kalgash is an alien world, and it is not our intention to have you think that it is identical to Earth, even though we depict its people as speaking a language that you can understand and using terms that are familiar to you. Those words should be understood as mere equivalents of alien terms, that is, a conventional set of equivalents of the same sort that a writer of novels uses when he has foreign characters speaking with each other in their own language, but nevertheless transcribes their words in the language of the reader. So, when the people of Kalgash speak of miles, or hands, or cars, or computers, they mean their own units of distance, their own grasping organs, their own ground transportation devices, their own information processing machines, etc. The computers used on Kalgash are not necessarily compatible with the ones used in New York, or London, or Stockholm, and the mile that we use in this book is not necessarily the American unit of 5,280 feet. But it seemed simpler and more desirable to use these familiar terms in describing events on this wholly alien world than it would have been to invent a long series of wholly Kalgashian terms. In other words, we could have told you that one of our characters paused to strap on his quanglishes before setting out on a walk of 7 vorks along the main glebish of his native Znoob, and everything might have seemed ever so much more thoroughly alien. But it would also have been ever so much more difficult to make sense out of what we were saying, and that did not seem useful. The essence of this story doesn't lie in the quantity of bizarre terms we might have invented. It lies, rather, in the reaction of a group of people somewhat like ourselves, living on a world that is somewhat like ours in all but one highly significant detail, as they react to a challenging situation that is completely different from anything the people of Earth have ever had to deal with. Under the circumstances, it seemed to us better to tell you that someone put on his hiking boots before setting out on a 7-mile walk than to clutter the book with Quanglishes, Vorks, and Gleebishes. If you prefer, you can imagine that the text reads Vorks wherever it says miles, Glizbiz wherever it says hours, and Sleshtraps where it says eyes, or you can make up your own terms. Vorks or miles, it will make no difference when the stars come out. I.A.R.S.